In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine.
Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we will have a conversation with anybody as long as it is on topic. I've got one of my favorite callers on the line, my conservative friend, Gary. We're talking about what the ideals for prosecutions and law enforcement are, that it should be nonpartisan and objective and independent. And Gary was making the comment that he believes that Donald Trump was materially helped by the New York criminal fraud case and the Jack Smith investigations. Now, Gary, I want to separate out what may be politically very real. And that is, I as a political reality, I don't disagree with your conclusion that politically those things helped Donald Trump. But isn't the rule of judge, the role of Judge Mershon and Jack Smith is once that case is before them, once they've been tasked with their job, they are to execute their function without any consideration of those political ramifications. And I think measured by that stick, they both did so, I think, in a pretty outstanding fashion. Again, separating out what their jobs are once they have those cases versus the political impacts of those prosecutions. And keep in mind, Gary, I have never liked the New York fraud prosecution. I've always thought that was a mess. But that's question one. And then question two is, what's the greater risk to us as the middle class? Isn't the greater risk that Donald Trump, as you put it, may have done some little thing? And I don't think stealing our national secrets is a little thing. But isn't the greater risk like, yeah, this guy maybe had done these things. We never saw the evidence tested in court except for the New York fraud trial. Like, isn't that a pretty serious existential risk for all of us?
Well, the first question you talked about, Mershon, he went out there and come up with 34 felonies for him.
He didn't come up with those felonies. That's what the DA charged him with. There's a difference. Mershon received the case from the DA. A grand jury indicted Donald Trump. Mershon didn't decide on the 34 felonies.
If I committed 34 felonies, Maggie, I would be spending time in jail. If it was so bad, wait, I just asked you a question.
Because,
if it was so bad, 34 felonies, and for Donald Trump to be unconditionally released, unconditionally, which never happened.
Because the Supreme Court required it. That's what Judge Mershon said in the sentencing. He said the Supreme Court requires that I can't punish him. That's what he said. He said this has nothing to do with the seriousness of this offense or its impact. The law compels the unconditional release. That wasn't Judge Mershon's decision. You don't like that decision, then look at the Supreme Court that Donald Trump loaded up with his hand-picked appointees.
Well, the thing is, I know you're going to think I'm nuts, but I wish he would have got like 10 days jail time, because then he really would have been a hero. In my eyes and everybody else's eyes, every MAGA out there. You know,
but why does a MAGA celebrate the criminality or even this specter of criminality? You yourself conceded maybe he did some of these things. Why support a guy when the downside risk that he has done some of these things is like, screw the middle class, I'm handing over the reins to billionaires, more tax cuts for billion. Like, why isn't that an unacceptable risk that he's actually a bad actor?
Donald Trump is not he's not a moral person, in my opinion.
Why is that okay for a president then? Why is that okay, Gary?
Because Maggie, we had two choices. We had a very extreme weak candidate in Kamala Harris, as far as I'm concerned. She's like a joke.
Say whatever you want to say. Just hang on a second. Anybody. Maybe Kamala Harris is weak. But you just said Donald Trump is an immoral person. Why is it acceptable to have an immoral person in the most powerful job in the world?
Because we had two choices. And this is what I tell my friends. I don't like Donald Trump. I never liked him. I held my nose when I voted for him the very first time. The only thing is, I found out after he became president in 2016, he took on the swamp. I don't
No, but oh, Gary, we've lost you. That's we've lost the through line. I got to take a couple more callers. Charles B. from Waukesha, sir, your thoughts.
Hi, Maggie. I 2 points, please. First, CJ, when he talks about there's a two-tier justice system, Maggie, what you and I relate to when it comes to two-tier, when you have black defendants and white defendants, yes, and it's the same crime, and a black defendant gets jail time and a white defendant doesn't get anything. That's what we're talking about. CJ,
yes,
two-tier justice system is Donald Trump being prosecuted. That's what
whatever
CJ's
Donald Trump
about.
Says it is. Yeah.
Right. Right. And then as far as Gary, Maggie, I don't buy that. Well, people voted for Donald Trump because they felt sorry for him. Maggie, he's been a crook his entire
since
adult life, probably as a teenager. They didn't just decide, well, let's come up with these charges. No, he ran for the presidency, the highest office in the world. And you know, like I do, when you go for that office, they turn over every pebble,
yep,
to find out about your past history. He's a crook. And if you vote for somebody that you say you can't stand, it says something about your moral character.
It sure does, Charles B. I'm going to always give Gary the benefit of the doubt that they folks mean well, but I would take weak and moral over strong and immoral any day of the week. Thanks to Kimber from Muskoka, Jack from Merrimack, our other callers, John, Gary, I can't get back to you, Mark. We got to take care of a little business. We're going to come right on back after the top of the hour news, weather, and sports with Sounds Like Change with Emily's List, our special guest every Wednesday. Don't worry, y'all. I'll pick this conversation back up tomorrow. We'll get to Pam Bondi tomorrow with Tom Paulswitz, my special guest host on Thursdays. So keep it locked, everybody. We'll be right back after these important messages on the Civic Media Radio Network.